So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi, boo-boo. Baby.
Sue.
Bailey.
You're Lou today, Sue today.
Am I?
We decided. Well, I already spoke to him about it and I was like, he was calling me Sue all of Saturday and thinking Sue was the fun one. And I was like,
apparently
personally,
she's the old boy.
I find Lou.
Silly Sue.
Silly Sue. Lucy Lou.
There's no one holds a position for too long. It could switch in seconds. Someone could be Lou 1 second. Someone could be Sue the next second. There's no like position.
She's like, okay, so I'm not Sue all day today. Okay.
You can't be.
Anyways, hi guys. We have our first ever guest here today.
We're very excited. Wow. Are you excited?
I am excited. I am. Yeah, it's crazy.
We should probably preface. So obviously you know it's Sue and Lou here. It's Asho and Cardo.
All right, moving forward.
You're all good. So anyone that we obviously become friends with, we end up nicknaming them. So you got Boo.
Boo.
But we can't just call you Boo. It's Boo Boo for some weird reason.
Well, let's
almost self-proclaimed it a little bit on, I think on Saturday. I sort of just wanted to jump in on your little thing.
And we should probably by the way, this is Bailey Smith.
This is welcome to the pod on the body. Woo! We're
thank
excited.
You thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We are excited because we met Bailey honestly only on Saturday, but somehow we've all just become really close really quickly. Little family. Clicked. And we thought he would be the perfect person to get on. I actually was really excited that we were having a boy on first.
Me too.
Because I love personally talking about mental health and I'm very passionate about men's mental health. Mm. And I just think you're the perfect person.
Well, that's what we were talking about and we've spoken about. Like we've been through very similar, I find, experiences. And it's just refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, to talk to someone about it.
So before we get into anything, we want you to tell us a little bit about yourself because obviously we've gotten to know you. Mm-hmm. But for anyone who doesn't know you, what would you like them to know about you?
I'm from Melbourne, unfortunately. But I'm up here at the minute. I've been up here for, well, not here. I've been all over the place the past like 6 weeks. I've been to Tassie. And then I went Tassie, Brisbane, Perth.
Thank
you.
You can pull it up there.
Okay.
Like pull it.
I like to hold it.
You can go right
sometimes.
There so you can
Oh my God,
comfy.
It can. Okay, good. I like that. But like,
we're talking about the microphone, by the way.
Yeah.
But no, I've been all over the place and Adelaide too, in the past 6 weeks just for footy. AFL. I don't know if people would know that, but
he is an AFL player.
Western Bulldogs. And yeah, so after
what's your position?
Midfield.
Oh, don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
Like I just run
a lot and try and find the ball. And yeah, we lost the grand final, unfortunately, against Melbourne on how long ago was that? I don't know, it's sort of just a blur. So I've put it out of my brain and then now I'm here. And I've been here for I don't know how long. And yeah, I'm 20 years old and that's me.
Are you loving the Gold Coast?
I am loving it. I say to everyone that I talk to post footy, like I'm moving up here. My kids are growing up here because
he goes to me this morning. He goes, okay, so my kids are growing up here because obviously, but when it comes to them going to school,
no,
Melbourne.
Well, not primary school, but like
you're like they're coming that's back just the rule. I was like, okay.
So from year 1 to 10 5 onwards, Gold Coast.
Nah, year 10 onwards when it gets like legit.
But then
serious.
They have to make all new friends.
Oh, well, it'll be a couple of years, little investment. Like, my
keep
kids,
them on their toes.
No, my kids don't need to be perfect, but like.
But like, if you're not,
but like, yeah.
I'll be pierced. What are we? Pissed off.
Oh, I need to work on that New York.
We'll get there. I said to Bailey in the car, I was like, we both always like switch into British accents. I think you guys would probably heard me do it. It's very annoying and everyone gets mad about it. I'm sorry, yeah. But I also lately have been doing a lot of New York.
Yeah.
So I think we'll get there and we'll perfect it.
So, talking about like how we met and stuff, I just wanted to quickly address the elephant in the room for anyone who's like maybe wondering, but like
assuming,
yeah, we're all just friends,
guys. Like
it's ridiculous. Apparently, you can't hang out with someone without people assuming things.
People being like, "Wow, they've obviously been dating for a long time, keeping it secret from the world." Like, it's like, no, guys, we met on Saturday. It is currently the 5th of October. We met. What day was that?
It's Tuesday. Saturday.
We've just taken him in as our boo-boo.
I think it's so funny though because
big sisters.
I don't often as well on my socials. Like I'm not always posting with guys. Yeah. Like I'll post my guy friends. But this is one thing that at least my audience knows. I'm so cuddly with anyone in my life and like very friendly. And like I'll post my friends. And it's like so funny that we hung out on Saturday, we met and we bonded so quickly and we were just very comfy with each other, obviously. But like you posted one photo of us and you were on my story, I think twice. And like there was one, I think just because you had your arms wrapped around me like that, everyone was
game
like.
Game over, yeah.
Oh my God.
Which I get for a second.
I get
but
it.
But then like, we just want to clear that.
Yeah, I think it's obviously because we both have social followings that people just assume that that's what's going on.
But. You guys are just my big sisters, aren't you?
We are.
And just BFF chaperoning me.
We are.
Chaperoning. Oh. Hey.
Hey. You are.
We're here to show you the GC.
Yeah. But I think it's like, it's so crazy the assumptions that people make of you online. And it's like, well, we experienced being with Bailey just for like, we hung out on Saturday and we went out and then the next morning we went to the markets together. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I personally have never experienced like I've had it in my own way when I was younger, like going to music festivals, I had like people grabbing me and all of that. But yours is like
it's next level.
Quite
I don't know. Full I just on. Feel like
it's a bit aggressive, really.
Yeah, I feel like maybe because it's a bit younger, a younger demographic than you guys, that only just by a little bit, you're not that old. I'm kidding. But they just have no concept of I just feel like because they're so young, they just view you as know this persona or just this almost object and they just he has no feelings, it's fine, I'm just coming to just he won't care, he'll be right, sorry.
You become like a godly figure where you're just like they put you up on a pedestal, they think you're perfect, they expect all these things from you, but you're literally a 20-year-old boy just trying to live your life. You're trying to navigate through this career and now this fame. How do you deal with that currently?
I don't know if it's a good coping mechanism, but I just don't deal with it.
Okay.
Like,
well, which we're going to work on.
I know.
Wait, that's what we're here for.
Every
well,
year.
I acknowledge it.
That's what we're here for.
I did. I acknowledge it. I know it's there.
Yeah.
Like it is the elephant in my brain, if that works. Mm-hmm. But I ignore it as much as I can. And I have my things that like ground me each day. Like I go get my coffee at the beach from 10 till 2.
I was going to say, now that he's on the beach, he's like, I'll come in for the early pod session. I've got to be at the beach at 10.
Question.
Got to be there.
Do you go to the beach in Melbourne?
Like, I do for recovery, but in summer, yeah, I do.
Is there like
not
beaches
during winter.
Close by?
Well, like 5-10 minutes away, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's just like the things that ground me. Going to the beach, coffee, my best friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know, getting dinner. And just I focus on what I want to do each day and what I want to get out of myself, and then all that stuff just.
Do you have many people to talk to about what you're going through?
This is what we were talking about. And that's why I think we were like frothing our chat, because it was like, it's so rare to meet someone that gets it.
Yeah.
And that whole thing.
That's- that was a revelation for me, because I haven't, I don't open up that much just because I'm like, as you guys have already picked up, I'm scared of being judged, and it's just something I've got to do with me. And I'm, fear of just being taken advantage of as well. If you like open, you can't just open up to anyone.
No.
And yeah, so I don't do that, but it's been so refreshing over the past couple of days just to talk to you guys and not feel alone. Because like what we were speaking about yesterday is like, you got so many people around you all the time, so many people wanting this and that from you, but it's so easy to feel like empty inside and just…
Because it's like
as
we…
As dark as that sounds.
No, but it's true. It's like… And what I wanted to touch on is that it's so… It's not like, sure, we all are really lucky. We get online attention, but I guess for you, it's kind of a different feel, because you are a very talented sports player. But a lot of people now, it's like the focus has been taken off your actual craft, and it's kind of more gone into like a lot, you're being objectified a lot by just how you look. And it's like, sure, that's amazing. And you are fucking beautiful. And everyone knows that, you know, but it's like, it's even like if people just cared about me for my looks, that's, you end up feeling like, hey, I'm actually, there's so much more to me than the way I look. Like, I am a human and I feel these things. And like, you have so much good stuff to say. I was saying, like, it's so refreshing to meet guys that are footy players, that obviously there's a massive stigma around footy players. But to meet all of you guys and like how much respect you had for people, the way that you spoke very eloquently, the way you treat people. And I respected the openness as well to just be able to hang out and like speak quite frankly and honestly.
But that's a credit to you guys, because you made me feel comfortable that I could do that, because I don't just do that with anyone, because it's just, you shouldn't.
No, you gotta be smart.
I don't know. You guys welcomed us, and we really appreciate that. We actually do.
Let's talk about that though. The stigma.
Stigma with…
With sports players.
Well, or just… Or even just some men in general that, I don't know, that whole jock and almost toxic
masculinity
type of, you know, especially with like football players, the way that they, I don't know, are perceived, the way they treat other people, even just like women, they think they're God's gift, etc. That's why I'm glad you guys said it was refreshing to meet us, because we are like literally just normal.
So
and
different.
Just want to have a great conversation and just, I don't know, we feed off that sort of stuff. We're not into the whole, I don't know, scene that whatever we do, it, like it doesn't define us. We just, I don't know, just want to be normal and just respectful like everyone wants to be. And just, I don't know, we really thrive off just having a good conversation and a few drinks and just, I don't know, with you guys, I can sort of like… It's almost like dancing. Like it takes two to make
it
work.
Fun.
And it's like bounce off me. Like, I don't know. It's
you fill each other's cups up in the conversation.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's also like, how do you, like, what do you think you guys are doing differently that you're, like, why are you guys the exception to the rule right now? Because it is kind of rare to meet. Like, you were saying to me, like, it's, you felt shocked that we were so surprised by you. But I'm like, I don't think you understand, like, it's hard to meet guys, even not guys, even with like some kind of status, any guy, like it's actually quite hard to have a very vulnerable, open conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of the time they don't want to open up or admit that they suffer with mental health issues or that they like to fucking cry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think, sorry.
You're
I think,
sorry.
No.
You're like, loose.
let Brew go. I just, no, I think… I don't know, it's a credit to the way we were brought up, but like just our friendship group, like we're sick of that whole like, I don't know, guys only just get on the sesh together and do all this and that. Like, I don't know, I've felt so empty for so long because I haven't had like my mates in my life, like these guys where I can, like I'm saying, bounce off each other. We can talk about anything. There's no judgment there. There's no like, I don't know, you're not weak if you talk about this or that.
That's it's
like,
so good.
That, no, because that's just such a big thing. Like I still feel like vulnerable to this day talking about it. But the more you just do it, like it feels so natural.
Yeah.
Like, and it's rewarding after. It's like, oh, like you can kind of like let go.
Breathe.
Yeah.
And then I feel good because I'm like, you open up to me and it's like you guys feel the same. It's like, I don't feel like a freak. I'm not.
No.
I'm not going through this on my, like, by myself. And it almost empowers you. Like, I feel.
For sure.
Yeah.
This is why I love talking about why I think men's mental health is so important to talk about at this current moment. Because obviously, look, mental health for everyone is important. Females, it is easier. We're already vulnerable with each other. Like, if your girlfriend's crying, it's like, oh, babe, how can I help you? But
I never say babe.
Oh my God. Sorry.
That was really weird.
Boo boo, you'll learn. I ever say babe to you, or
something's gone wrong.
Something's wrong. It's like not my thing. Anyways, that's just scary. Honey. Ew, I don't know.
Sue.
Everything's okay. But it's so accepted now that women, you know, we break down and we cry and blah, blah. But
it's our feminine energy. We're quite nurturing naturally.
But I grew up around like with lots of guy friends. I also have an older brother and he went to an all boys private school, right? And like.
That's where the toxic masculinity breeds. Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff and I witnessed so much and I watched my brother go through a lot and not feel comfortable to talk about it. I watched a lot of my guy friends come to me later in life and be like, I'm not okay. Yeah. I've been suffering for years and I am too scared to speak up because I don't want to be called gay or weak or like even my, like having your dad be like, grow up, like be a
Tough
man.
Yeah.
Oh, if I ever hear someone say be a man, I'm triggered. And I hurt for men because if I wasn't allowed to go to my girlfriends and have a cry like every week or every second day the way that I do, I don't know if genuinely this is morbid, but I don't know if I'd be here because I can't hold this on my own. So I think this is so powerful. And you even talking about that to encourage other men to speak up like that. I don't think you understand how profound that is for other men.
It's brave.
I did that in the past. Like I don't know. It was like a year ago, I reckon, where I'm like, I didn't even go into this interview, not this one, but back then, like wanting to talk about that. And then I was just like, nah, I'm just going to do it. Cause I had previously been scared to do it and like didn't want to be vulnerable. But once you almost let go of that willingness not to be vulnerable, that's when all the fruits and all the beautiful stuff comes into your life, when you can just let go and just
be
trust
yourself.
That whatever happens, happens and it will be okay. Like, I don't know.
But you don't even know how many people you're like probably helping. Like, it would be a lot of men that obviously look up to you. Like,
so many.
We already saw. Every guy and girl, they just love you.
Guys, like,
you
were almost more fangirling than
like,
the girls.
The guys were like, it was
they
like,
were in awe. They were like,
it was
oh,
like
I
Megan
just love
Fox
you, bro.
Was in the room. They're like, oh, like running around to all their mates. Like, it was.
Well, that's so really good though. I love, I love that kind of love.
They were like all like getting like very like.
And from such a young age to be able to be inspiring, you know, 40, 50 year old men is iconic.
No,
really.
I don't know. I just love.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's literally what we say every pod. Like, don't even get us started about that. We're getting so ahead of ourselves.
I know,
on this
we've
chat.
Covered a lot though. Like,
boo boo, you got us fucking yupping.
Yeah, I'm the same though. Once you get me going, I'm just
I know,
like,
we're like going to be here for a long time. We normally start the eps with mantra of the week. Sorry, we got ahead of ourselves. We asked Boo if he had his like a quote he lives by or like a pregame thing or like, so you can share anything that.
Well, yeah, I've got a few pregame ones, but just for my day to day, something that's been helping me recently when I'm having panic attacks and just like, I don't know. Or you're just having like a down day is the sun will rise tomorrow. So cliche, but like honestly, understanding that whatever happens, like the sun will rise, life goes on. Like it's not that important. Like you're going to die one day. Like just, this is such a small, like minuscule part of your life. Just live it like it's what it is. Like, I don't know.
What did you sometimes text me? The simple ones are always the most powerful ones. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't have to be some fancy.
Well, it's how it applies to you as well. Like how, like in your day to day. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like you said that and I always just say this too shall pass.
Yeah.
It's like, the sun
so
will rise
simple,
tomorrow.
But it's like.
You're like, fuck, this moment is hurting me right now. But it's, what I say to Eilish on the phone last night, I was like, she was upset about something. And I was like, you know, the funniest thing is you feel this deep, heavy pain right now. You won't remember it next week when you're like on the top of the world again, when you're like at the beach having fun with friends, you're giggling. You don't even remember it. It's just, it passes.
But that's
it's
good though, because like I used to just ride the waves, but the more you start to see patterns within yourself and I have with like my moods and things that might trigger me or whatever, the more you're in control of what you feel. 100%. And I don't know, then it just, for me, once I can put something to why I feel this way or
makes sense.
It makes sense of it. That's why
your awareness.
You feel in control, even though you're out of control a little bit with your emotions.
Accept it, and then become aware of your pattern response, and then like detach.
Yeah,
that's the best way to kind of, in my opinion, handle any sort of like anxiety and fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Also, guys, if you can hear like smashing in the background, we probably should have acknowledged this at the start. There's like hectic constructions going on in
the
room.
I've kind of like forgotten about it.
I've forgotten about it.
It's like it's, really just, it is background noise.
Yeah, humans are adaptable.
Mm-hmm. Mercury fucking retrograde. Okay, Lou, take the stand.
So something that we like to, I mean, you're our first guest, but something that we're going to be asking
all of. We do this all the time.
I love it. We're acting like, so on this podcast, that this is only our third episode, but this is what we do all the time. Continue.
So something that we want to ask all our guests, and we explained our moment in the first episode, but what was your fuck it moment in life where you decided to take a risk or go against the grain or just do something that was like super scary and take a leap?
To chase your dreams. Like, was it, it could be with football or it could be with you being you and like.
That's big. Well, mine's probably like literally the thing that opened up so many doors for me is, I don't know if it's cliche again, but is actually working on myself. Like, started taking medication because that's something I didn't do for such a long time because I didn't want to be weak. I can do it myself. Like, I just had this weird thing in my head where I'm like, I can do it myself. Like, it'll be so much more rewarding if I just, you know, get through it and I don't need medication or like, I don't know. But where I bit the bullet and I just understood and accepted that I wasn't right at the time. I wasn't well. And then…
So powerful.
No, it opened up so many doors for me in terms of school. Like, my education like went through the roof, and then like football, like, because that's been my dream since I was a kid. You know, my work ethic, everything just sort of tied together. I don't know, that it's talking about like that vulnerability before, like it opens up so many doors. And even if they're not the right doors, they're the ones for you. Like, I feel
100%. It'll send you on that path that is meant for you. Yeah. Because then you're operating at your like maximum capacity and you can…
So I think I was 15 and I started, like, it's pretty young, but I started, being really, I don't know, in tune with how I'm feeling and why am I feeling this way. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky just because my mum was good at helping me do that, because she's obviously like, at the time, would have been a lot more emotionally intelligent and still is, but… I don't know. It's just something that I started doing. And in terms of wanting to be successful and stuff, it just helps you with whatever you want to do.
You become an all-rounded human then. Yeah. Go,
but
mom.
It's not like, it's not an exact moment, but like that.
No, I love that. Yeah, that is.
That's it.
That really amazing. Like, that's a pretty amazing fuck it moment.
You underplay your answers and your…
Always.
Like…
And it's
you
so annoying.
So
you underplay us, like,
because I'm
just
like, oh, shit.
No, it's not. And like, nothing's corny or said, like, nothing. That's the thing. Like, I think people breed into us that things we say, like, if it's deep or a bit emotional, that it's like lame. And it's like, it's not. That's the real shit. Like, my heart right now feels happy having these conversations. Yeah,
that's
like
how you connect with people the most.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm learning to do.
Kumbaya.
No, that's all I wanted to do, though.
It's human.
Yeah. And it's just like, not, I don't know, just backing myself in. Like, I had the high vis on the other night. My red…
Guys, this was such was, a…
Oh, my God.
Were you actually nervous to wear that out?
Oh, yeah. And that's why I backtrack on every answer I give or whatever. I'm learning to be more comfortable.
This is why we're in your life. We're going to be your hype girls.
Exactly, yeah.
We talk about this in the first episode. Sorry. Like, you just need one person to back you and it will change your life.
Yeah. But so… But who was like fucking out shopping to get something to wear? He like calls me and he's like, "Do I need to get a shirt?" Because we were going to the you were going to the Tropic for dinner or whatever. And I was like, "Yes, like you should probably get a shirt." And then I was being his stylist while he was at Pack Fair, and like you went and picked this like acne.
I'm getting
like,
it taken up though. I'm getting it because they didn't have a small size.
It's like this pretty like bright orange shirt, and I was like, "This is iconic." Like, you guys know my style. It's very
puts him in the brightest shirt ever.
Of course, I would though. Like, you're asking the wrong person if you're wanting to look low key. Like, look at what I'm. Well, it's a pink shirt, but like, if I could have all my jewels on, I would. Like, I dress crazy, but you rocked it, and like, you looked great, and it was like, I think you just underplay yourself and like with all of that, but.
Yeah, well, life's too short.
The mullet, the orange shirt.
I was like, you're really bringing attention to yourself.
Because I rolled straight in Maddie Poole was like, wow, you really want like everyone to look at you, don't you? Because I'm in bright red,
like,
long
it's
hair.
Cardi's fault. Like,
I know.
It's the fucking Lou's fault. Yeah. She did this. You're like, should I just wear, what was the other one you tried on? Like a white.
It was just a white linen, like, that's why I got a little safe backup plan.
No, you look good and quirky.
Yeah. I'll learn.
Yeah, it did suit you.
you kind of touched on it before. Obviously, we talk a lot about chaos here, common chaos.
It's your word now. Your guys' word.
I am literally trademarking the word chaos. Everyone back off. you kind of spoke about the things that you do that's like your rituals that keep you grounded. What do you do, like extended more like daily, I guess, and also maybe when you're like playing to calm the chaos? Because I could imagine like while you're on season, like you would have so much adrenaline.
Yeah, adrenaline, and, like, anxiety. It's anxiety. More anxiety. Like no sleep, like sleepless nights, mind racing.
Like I remember when I like played water polo or rowing, like it was not on a fucking high level, but I'd get sickly anxious before I play a game.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do to calm the chaos like before a game? Or like what do you and the boys do like in the, like give us the tea? Like, what do you guys
like? Well, I don't know. I think I touched on it before, like the things that I do each day that are like my things.
Little rituals.
Yeah, because I look to those things, the things I can control, which is going to get a coffee, going to the beach, or just even just sitting down and just being there.
Do you meditate?
No, I don't.
I'll teach you.
Yeah, teach me. I just do those things because it's when you look to the things like I used to that I couldn't control, like other people. I need to see this person to feel good. I need to talk to this person to feel good, that I fell into a trap. So the more I've started to find things within myself and things that I can do that will help calm the chaos instead of having someone calm it for me is so much more like stable, because I don't need to rely on other people. I don't need to, you know what I mean? I'm starting to become more myself and understand that. Yeah.
It's like the quote that we said last week.
Self-validation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really ties in so much with that.
Home is within.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to learn. Because my whole life, like you were speaking about it. I don't know. We don't have to talk about this. But like always been in a relationship and like always gone from like never been single and now to be single and to, I don't know, now just to be like a lone wolf and not have to have someone else pick up all my other pieces and learn to pick them up myself has been really refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being able to sit with, because I mean, I'm opposite. Like Ashton and you are like similar in that way. I'm opposite. Like I don't know why. I'll throw myself into pain and just deal with it. I feel like I'll sit and I'll like force myself to be lonely because I won't settle like in a relationship. I was saying this to you at the markets. It's like if it's not soulmate, like electric, like fuck me up love, I don't want it. Mm. Even though it would be nice to fill the void, I think learning how to be alone, it sucks though.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. There's nothing fun about it. You want someone there to like, you know, but that's where I think having good friends steps in, because when you have those fulfilling friendships, it's like I don't need a boyfriend or a girlfriend right now. I've got my buddies and like that's fulfilling me and and I feel seen and heard and safe.
Like, I'm not interviewing you guys, but how have you gone, like, because you've had a few more experiences than I have with like that sort of stuff, with having to try to find yourself and go through like those solo periods, like without, because I've always had to rely on someone to like literally just get me through my own life and like get me through anxiety, all this. Like, how have you gone with that, with like finding, I don't know, how you do it?
Okay. So obviously it's like still fresh and I'm like going through it and navigating my way through this time, and I'm trying to do it differently to how I've done it every other time. Usually when I get out of a relationship, I'll jump into a fling with someone, or I'll, like you said, like I'll end up in a relationship with the person I just wanted to have a fling with because I didn't know, like I just get caught up in the feelings and I get caught up in the like the
it's
high.
It's just easier
of it
as well though. Like it's just like, I don't know.
But also,
it's easier than being by yourself.
If you have a genuine connection with them, though, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but yours not.
I did have genuine connections with some of them, but like honestly, I think for me, my situation, like I grew up not really having a dad. So I think I was looking for that male figure in my life. Like I needed that masculine energy. And even if they treated me like shit, like I forgave them and I just wanted that, like, male company figure there. So. But now I'm like a lot more.
Now I'm literally like to
It's time for me to grow up. You know, it's time for me to do things different because I don't want to end up in the same position. Love my mum to bits, but I don't want to end up in that position where, you know, she didn't have the guidance and she didn't know when to leave something or I just, for me, what I'm doing right now, the first 2 weeks were hard.
Yeah.
I pretty much became a hermit and I stayed at home and I sat with the feelings and I faced them head on. I journaled, as you saw before. I've got pages and pages, breakup diaries. I even started like vlogging it, like recording myself. But then I was like, nah, stop that. I like was crying on the camera. And I was like,
this is getting weird.
I watched it back and was like, ew. But yeah, I think just sitting with those feelings and facing them rather than running away from them.
Yeah.
Also leaning on my friends. I know some people like don't have like where they're going through a breakup and they don't really feel like they can lean on someone because maybe they don't have deep connections with people. I'm very lucky that I've gathered a few handful of decent friends to be able to really feel safe to open up to, and you know, they showed up for me.
Yeah.
But as well, I think more than ever, I've just trusted that whatever's meant for me will be.
Yeah.
Because if I was to picture my life how it was then with that person, and that's how it was going to be for the rest of my life, would I be happy?
Mm.
No.
That's it. It's trust.
Yeah. So it's you like, have to really like kind of put it into perspective and be so real with yourself and go, what situation would I prefer? Would I prefer the unknown and dive head into that scary path, or would I, do I want to be like this? I know this is going to be my life and am I happy with it?
Yeah.
But yeah.
You got some
this.
Deep shit.
You got this, boo.
No, it's good though. It's inspiring seeing I don't know, you guys do it before me. Like, it gives me confidence that I can do it.
You're on the right track. It's the daily. It's what you do, though, is what I do. It's the daily rituals. It's like I make my matcha in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I journal and meditate. And, like, it's the it's just those things, like, the nature is the most profound thing that helps us. So you're doing everything, like, so right.
If I didn't live on – I'm so thankful that I live on the beach at this point in my life. It had helped so much, like waking up, watching the sunrise, watching the waves. It was like a form of meditation.
Yeah, it's therapeutic. It's so therapeutic. Oh my God.
But even it's so grounding, like grounding is like an actual scientifically backed thing, like having your feet barefoot either on like
grass.
Sand, grass.
Grass is good.
Grass.
I love grass.
Going for it. Like, so if
good
you
grass, feeling, like,
good oh. grass. Oh my God. But if you guys don't live, if you don't live like by the beach or something, everyone has a patch of grass near
look
them.
Up to the sky.
If
look
you're feeling some kind of way, like just take your shoes off and go sit and walk on grass somewhere or gravel, dirt, anything that's nature. It humanly, scientifically is
proven.
Just
feeling the wind on your face, like things like, I don't know. Just
put the windows down and play some music and just, you know.
It's proven that like I think it's like 20 minutes of vitamin D sunlight a day is like puts you in a better mood. Yeah. It does a chemical.
The serotonin.
I'm not good at
like
it does something to your body. I'm not good at science, but
I was trying to like very smartly explain things. Like,
let me just get out my notepad.
It is scientifically backed, I promise.
Yeah, it is. I heard it somewhere.
Okay, so I wrote down some random questions. You can answer them quickly. Just things I wanted to ask you. What was a place or time you felt the happiest and most yourself?
I don't know. It's almost recently, like. Oh, I don't know. I reckon what day is it today?
Tuesday.
I reckon Wednesday, Thursday or Friday last week, I was at the beach with Leif, my best friend. And we were just there and I don't know, just talking. I've never felt more happy and at peace. I don't know.
Nice.
It was my mind was clear and I felt great. And it's only recent because before that, I don't know, I haven't been able to probably name a time, like this is a big time in my life where I'm starting to feel better.
So that makes me happy.
Yeah, that makes me really happy. It's always the most simple moments, hey. Mm-hmm. It's like where you're just kind of at peace and still present when you're present.
Present. And you could have everything in the world, but if you don't have like relationships and friendships and connection, then life can be pretty lonely.
Well, I've always ignored those because I've, just been in a relationship. And they've been the best people for me, the people I've been in a relationship with. They've been so good for me. But it's just I almost need to feed on people without, getting into a relationship with them and getting stuck in that sort of lane.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain though. Yeah.
No, I get it.
You're at a time in your life right now where you're traveling, you've got this career. Yeah. Like it would be so hard where you just want to feel connected, but you also probably don't have the space to
Yeah, it's like, I don't even know myself right though. How can you be with someone when you don't even? Yeah.
Your 20s are so, it's a roller coaster.
That's why I never got into a relationship until
the end of my 20s.
I was 19. I wasn't in a relationship till I was 19 because of that thing. I was like, I don't know myself and I don't even love myself properly. At how am I supposed to love someone else, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's, anyways. What's something most people that you don't think most people realize about you?
That, I don't know, that I'm more than what it looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so cliche. Everyone is, but I don't know. I feel like most people just view me as a football player and just a guy with long hair sometimes. sometimes. Just the guy that just the looks moulet. Like this. Yeah. That's like, nah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's… Sorry, that was the least depth I could have given you, that's just what I got.
They're just quick questions anyway. Yeah.
Can I quickly ask who your biggest fashion icon is?
Biggest fashion icon?
Yeah. You're kind of fashion. You're, like, you're kind of like…
I don't know if I am.
You keep saying this shit. Cool. You are. You have your style going on.
I like Sean Wotherspoon, if you know him.
I'd have to Google.
Yeah.
I'd have to do a Google show
Sean
me.
Real quick.
Who is he?
He's from… I honestly don't know him that well, but I really love… Like when I was probably… 15, 16, maybe 16, 17, I really started to tap into what he wears and what he does. And he just rocks it.
No, I love that.
Yeah, I love that.
I could picture you in these sneakers.
Yeah, they're cool.
And the loose baggy jeans. Yeah. Do you like your loose baggy jeans?
I love them.
Cool.
Yeah. No, he's…
Why have I never seen this guy? Who was he?
He's awesome.
Where's he from?
LA, I think. Well, he lives in LA now. Yeah. LA. He came out with the shoes called the Wotherspoons. You'd know them, I reckon.
I haven't seen them, but it's all very colourful, very
I know, and he just…
I'd say to you, I love
colours.
Vibes.
Colours are so nice, yeah.
You have 48 hours to live. Where are you and who are you with? What are you doing?
48 hours to live.
Yeah.
Where am I? I am in… Oh, it's a tough one. Lake Como, George Clooney's house, big crib, having… What am I having? I'm having a piccolo,
coffee.
Coffee, yep. I've got… this is me.
Yes.
I love your
I've
brain.
Just had some… I say bruschetta.
Bruschetta?
No, bruschetta.
Oh, like the tomato.
Bruschetta. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I've just had that. Fresh. It's like 30 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. Had my coffee and I'm going for a swim in Lake Como.
And you thought this through before?
You're just with George Clooney?
No, I'm not with him. I'm not with George. At his house.
Oh, sorry. Well, who the fuck are you with?
I'm with Leif.
Yeah.
My best friend.
Ashton.
I'm with the gals. Fine.
Thank you.
And yeah, we're just…
Your family right now is listening, being
are you going to say
okay,
family?
Thanks.
Am I dead after 48 hours?
Yes.
My family is coming.
I was going to say,
how many people can I have?
As many as you want.
Okay.
I'll pay for the flights. Yeah, let's get the fam.
I've got my strict family and my grandparents and then Leith and the gals because, Como is so pretty. It's fine.
That was… very unique. I was not expecting that. Well, have you been to Lake Como before?
Nope. I've been to Italy once.
What if you don't like it? And you get there and you're like, this is not what it all cracked up
I've
to
watched
be.
People have vlogs and go there to try and immerse myself there.
Gotcha.
But it's nothing like being there. No, I think I can't not like it.
It looks pretty stunning.
Yeah.
What is your coffee order? It's do you get a piccolo?
A piccolo or I get a strong skinny latte with three shots. Or almond.
Three shots?
I have lots of coffee every day. I probably have two or three of…
And all three shots?
No, I go three and then two and then I'm a piccolo.
Okay. So the 3-2-1.
Yeah, 3-2-1.
Piccolo is just one shot, right?
Yeah. Well, you can get a two-shot one.
Gave that to Ashton because we don't drink coffee anymore. I used to drink
coffee.
Yeah, three
so
a day.
Much coffee. And then I had really terrible anxiety and all this fucked up stuff happened to me. And I couldn't literally drink it anymore because I would just feel ill. So then we obviously switched to the matcha. But if I have a coffee now, I'll drive you insane. I'll literally be running around let's go do this, let's go do this. And then I'll probably be like, Bailey, I feel really anxious.
Well, I want to stop drinking as much coffee, but I just love it so much. And it doesn't affect me. So that's why I'm
Well, you like the matcha
You scarred my first…
Impression.
You guys did though. That tastes nothing like that.
I make the best matcha.
That is yum.
Because it's sweeter.
Oh, it's sweeter.
And better milk.
Better milk.
So we took
Are you almond?
Yeah.
This is actually almond milk, but I only like, no.
Mine's Milk, I'm Milk Lab. This is Milk Lab.
Milk Lab. I'm Milk Lab.
So we took Boo to the markets that Ash and I go to every Sunday, and I was talking it up so much. I was like, we're going to give him matcha for the first time. And I was so excited.
Don't you guys go with your mums?
We go with our mums.
You built it up.
We've recruited a team.
A little Sunday market family.
And it slightly changes
every
week.
And we made Bailey feel like it was such a blessing to come when really we invite like,
no,
feel
I was like you. Full, like,
you
were
like,
oh my
sure.
God.
Wow. Cup and you're like, you sure? Like, and I was like,
Wolfie came this time as well.
But pretty much he tried his first matcha, and it's like a proper Japanese stall. Mm. And like, it's very legitimate. Like, it's pretty like strong. And I was upset because you didn't like it. But then I made him try my matcha I made this morning, and he liked it. So we're getting somewhere.
We are.
Everyone actually loves the ones that we make them. Remember, Max tried the one at the markets and
Jamie,
he said it tastes like a fish
Jamie
bowl.
Jamie and Casper
and then,
as well were so anti-matcha.
Yeah, don't take people for the first time. You've learned now.
Okay. Fine. Well, I just love the market one. It's like my little sweet. It's my treat because, see, I make this one not blended, but the one at the markets is like icy blended.
Yeah. No, I don't like
Can
it blended.
Can I ask what you envision for your life after football?
Yep. I am coming up to the Gold Coast or somewhere warm. I haven't been to Byron before. I really want to go there. Well, I just want my kids to grow up in sun and I don't know, just a great lifestyle, go to the beach and value those things.
For sure. They're nice as well.
Yeah, they are. And yeah, that's just what I want
to
do.
He wants to become.
Like, I cannot wait to have kids. Like obviously I'm going to wait, but like, oh my God. I literally think about, it's creepy, but I think about like my family every day, like what it's going
to
be like.
We were talking about this on Saturday and I was like, I just want 5 kids. Like I'm ready to go.
But that's why like when I feel bad, when I feel like I can't be bothered doing this or that or like training wise and stuff, I'm like, you're doing this for your family. You need to get that bread. Like it's, you know what I mean?
You get
like your
the
kids.
Bread, boo.
I don't want my kids to worry. They're not worrying. No. So
putting your family as your motivation is like,
it's a pretty,
well, it's internal though as well. It's like, it's not,
it's something that's, it's more than yourself and it's not anything materialistic. So I feel like you're always going to find that drive if you know that your family is the.
And that's sweet because obviously you must have a close like family, like close knit with your family. And you said you've got an older brother, a younger sister. Yeah, that's sweet.
I miss them. I haven't seen them in a while.
They're probably just watching you on your escapades, like Ailey.
Naughty boy.
How many kids do you want to have? Like, do you want a big fam or just like keep it chill?
Depends. I don't know. I want a girl first, then a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm happy with either or, sorry. I'm happy with either or after that. I think I want three. I'm three.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the girl first because I want her to – I thought about it.
I want a girl first too.
Girl first and then I would like a boy. As long as the boy's not the eldest. And
why
then,
do you – why?
Just because I want the girl to – I want feminine the boy to energy. Still be – yeah, feminine energy. I want that to run the house.
Yeah.
So the boy will
–
I've thought – this is what I do. When I'm late at night and I can't sleep, I'm thinking about – I know, I'm an overthinker as we spoke about. What if it's a boy first?
You just that's why you have a good wifey. No, but you have a good wifey, a good mother to
teach we can,
him.
Yeah,
probably 100%. Like how your mum's taught you how to like, you know, embody that.
Also, you're doing the work on yourself so that you can pass it on to your son. Like you're not like a toughen up son kind of guy. Yeah. Like you're going to be able to teach him that. So I think you're already winning.
Yeah, if your you're because you're winning. Quiet, you have quite a lot of, and I mean this in the nicest way. Like you're feminine.
Yeah.
I love feminine guys.
I love it.
Like,
I don't think I've ever dated a bloke.
Neither have I.
I've been told previously I need to be a bit more like manly and like,
do
like
listen.
And I'm like, I can do that, but like,
I don't think we'd be as close as we are if you were more manly.
Yeah,
because I'm very like, I need to be able to talk about feelings,
and you'd attract different friends. You'd attract different. Girls, like you wouldn't attract the people that you want to actually connect with, like your true self.
Oh my God, I couldn't imagine you being blokey. And like actually,
but that's what people imagine, though. That's all they imagine is just that jock, like, and it's just
so
not
you. Like, I couldn't imagine you being like, oh, I don't even know what to.
I don't know.
You're just you, and please don't change. Like, seriously, you're doing good, but.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've been good.
Yeah,
we haven't done it.
We've
been being real. We're being serious.
Yeah. We need to talk about
You're comfortable. I feel like when you're uncomfortable, sometimes you can put on like funny voices. But if
that's what I do. I'm comfortable. That's the thing. Yeah. Wait, that's what you were saying. I cut you off.
Yeah, if you're uncomfortable, then you're like people will put on a funny voice.
Every time
make them, like,
I'm uncomfortable, into this segment where I go like British. My accent goes British. And I've been talking about like deep shit and I haven't gone into it.
That's why
and
I normally said, do that. I'm so proud of us. We haven't done
it
once.
Oh my God.
Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
Boo-boo. Guys, if everyone starts calling him boo-boo, I'm sorry. That's kind
and
of like.
And it's B-U.
It's B-U, not boo. Yeah. Like, please, we're not saying boo-boo, like B-O-O.
Yeah.
It's B-U.
Bill saying.
Boo. Yeah. Boo. Get your head out the gutter. I am getting some questions up that people have asked. Hey, everyone's actually been kind of.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah, I told you.
Like, we've got some in-depth questions.
There was a fake nude that got shared around Australia.
Oh, let's address this.
Can we address that?
I addressed it and I put the actual photo on my thingo. So I was playing, this was like the day of the grand final. It's like biggest game of my life. And I get showed this photo by the boys and like everyone's like sort of whispering like at breakfast.
Before you were playing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, think it was real?
No, they sort of knew it was Photoshop.
They've probably seen, you know, they've seen it.
No, they know how it hangs. And this one, right? No, actually though.
They know how it hangs.
They do. We're in the, you don't understand footy clubs. And this one was very much it was weird. You have to see the photo.
Laith tried to show me. I think Pat tried to show me. And I was like.
I haven't seen it.
He's like, surely it's in here somewhere. They were trying to show me at the tab.
Yeah, I'll show you. And yeah, that got sent around to everyone whilst I was playing. And then after the game, I just like put this actual photo up. Where has it been sent? Oh, they've sent it in here. So I'm going to show you the actual photo first.
Okay.
It's on my Facebook where they got it from. Is it down? No, it's up. Hello.
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 That's the actual photo. So that was at BTV in the back of my ute.
Let's see. I'm going to be, show cards. I'm going to be like surprised how they photoshopped your shorts
how
out.
How the fuck did they photo?
See? Bro.
That is obviously fake.
But people fool like.
Show me.
Well, just because you saw the one first.
Wait, show me one. No, look at the balls.
I know.
That's so weird.
I'm
they're like.
And look at his legs.
You're like fat there.
I know. Like, come on.
I'm actually being shook.
Your body fat percentage changes in your torso.
Look, so
down
up there
to
is fine. And then, yeah, down there just gets a bit untidy.
You no. Just full way. Max relaxing. You're like, I'm at a festival.
No, and people full.
I'm about to get. Laid in my ute.
Oh, it's so bad.
What's it called? The gooch for me.
Oh, the gooch. Kind of tidy though. Kind of.
Yeah, very nice and groovy.
As funny as that is, for real, did that not make you like, were you not like, fuck
did you panic?
The internet?
Oh, I was like that. But then I was like, okay, I'm going to do something about it. But I had to just sort of compartmentalize. I'm like, I'm going to play a game now. I can't do anything about it. And then I sorted it out after.
But. Play with your head when you were playing the game. Were you thinking about
everyone's
it?
Everyone's thinking that.
I just left it there. I know future Bailey can take care, and I was just like, present
yeah.
Bailey.
You were strong. You
yeah. Oh no, in the past though, that would. Oh my god, that would send me off. I wouldn't be able to do that. But yeah, and then I posted that photo on my story with a big eggplant next to it, like being like, bro, so that ain't it. That ain't it.
But yeah. How fucked is it though? Because if that happened to a girl,
no.
Oof. The whole entire internet, and this is like where it is different how men get, like females are sexualized a lot, but this is like, that was kind of.
People don't look at that though and think, oh my God, poor Bailey. They're just going, oh my God. Like they're not going to be thinking about how that's making you feel. Whereas
it's so not okay.
To a girl, it's like, oh my God, that poor girl.
It's like, I feel so much for like, I don't know, women and like, especially like my younger sister, what? This is kind of a different topic, but just like the whole social media, even just, I don't know,
body confidence.
Yeah, body confidence and all that. Like, yes, men have that and it is a thing with men and we're not ignoring that, but women are on a different type of level. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel so bad for the pressure that, I don't know.
Beauty standards
and body positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it. I was like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, it doesn't really affect me. Like, I'm really confident in it. And the longer I've gone in this industry and like the older I get, the more I'm like, oh, I should be changing this or this isn't good enough. Or like, my body is like, you know, I'm a bit curvier than like most people I see online. It fucks with your head. And I'm always thinking now, like, younger girls, because we didn't grow up with as much social media as we have now. Like, I feel so sad for my little cousins. And then I think about having kids and I'm like, what is it going to be like for them?
Yeah.
Like,
and that's why I feel for my sister, because like.
How old's your sister again?
She's 16 now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a tough age as well.
Yeah, I know.
At least she's got you and you can remind her that like, you know, she doesn't have to be any.
Which is good. But I just feel bad for the ones that don't have that support and have I don't know, those like tough dads, and it's just like they just can't talk to, I don't know, they don't have anyone to talk to, and that's where it gets a bit
Or when
tricky
the dad
and,
is the issue, skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kidding, we love men.
Legit, how did you get an 8-pack? I don't understand. I actually don't understand. Like, I'm sorry to talk about your body, but
no,
like
it's fine.
He runs a lot in his position.
I do your run a lot in my
fake.
Yeah, I run a lot in my position.
Is like running, is that how you get, like, for anyone out there that wants to get like an 8-pack, just run?
No. Running doesn't, it doesn't burn that many calories, to be honest. It doesn't do.
But are you really strict with your diet when you're like on?
Well, I've had eating disorders and stuff in the past. Mood. And that's why I'm trying not to be so
harsh
with that stuff. So I don't track my calories anymore. And it's been like a scary sort of like jumping into the deep type of thing. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just sort of eat clean, eat to feel good.
Yeah,
without,
do you cook?
I'm okay at cooking. It depends what you want. I'm a good cook. No, I'm a good cook at what I like cooking, but I wouldn't say I'm a master of all trades.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my go-tos.
Yeah.
What's your go-tos?
You want an eye fillet, sous vide, bit of mash and a red wine jus, maybe some asparagus or
a
green
red
beans.
Wine jus. Oh my God, he's fancy.
I'm not fancy. That's literally all I can
red
do.
Wine with it?
No.
He doesn't like. I remember I was like, gave you a sip of my rosé, and you're like,
well, I don't like rosé. It gives me a headache.
Nah, you really like. I feel like your taste buds don't like wine until you like reach a certain.
The only time I've had wine is with food, because by itself it's kind of like, I don't know, I have too much of it. It gets potent for me. Mm, like, I don't know.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but with food, because I can balance it out. Yeah.
Did you know that every 7 years your taste buds change?
Do they?
Because your skin cells, not your skin cells, your cells in your body. Sorry. Your cells renew every 7 years. So like that's why some people can get like adult acne, or like all of a sudden they hate love that.
Okay. So I better not be getting, oh my God.
And that's why when you're younger, like most people hate tomatoes and olives and wine and like mushrooms and
stuff,
and then
you
get I could only do olives until a year ago. If you could travel to any country right now, where would you want to go?
Japan is my next
said that.
Yeah.
Mood.
It is. I'm so excited. And just the food though. Just food and just
love Japanese.
I know. We went to Etsu last night. It was so
yum.
I was literally about to say
we should all go to Etsu.
We went there last night.
It's such a mood as well. Hey, it's like really vibey.
It's not overpriced as well. Like we were like expecting.
No, it's standard.
Standard, and it's so good.
What did you get? Like,
I got the Courage chicken. I don't know how you
Karagi.
Say it. Karagi. Karagi, okay.
I don't even know what that's right.
I got that. I got the, what's it called? Like the beef.
The seared beef.
Yeah. Yep, yummy. The gyoza, the pork, beef tataki. Yeah.
Yum.
We got
a sushi roll.
Yeah, we got the chicken, the chicken and avo one, and then we got the crab one, and then we got some sashimi at the start, tuna and salmon.
Yes.
I know.
No. And then we started off with like the edamame. We had the spicy. Plain salted, and then
and
the spicy because just like
pukuna
las dos.
Pukuna las dos. How spicy is the spicy one?
No,
there,
it's too much. It's
yeah,
too much.
It's a
That's
lot.
Why I needed the other one to balance
it
out. Yeah. And then I think we've got a couple other things, but I forgot.
We should go to SK and Hellenic. Like, have you been out in Brisbane much?
No, I've never. I've only been there for footy.
We're going to do Hellenica and we're going to do SK because they're our two favorite
restaurants.
We're
huge foodies. Watch us light up food. It's
okay,
like
good.
we have to shut it down.
Grabs the mic, gets really serious. Lucky I painted my nails. Food is, we'll take you on a little food excursion.
I'm keen. I'm very excited.
What's the craziest DM you've got?
Okay, I've stopped reading them like 2 weeks ago, but I don't know, there was one like, I don't know if it's, I don't know. I haven't even getting this now, like, so I don't know how they got my number.
Your phone number?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Sends a screenshot of his bank account. I showed you. It's like,
oh my God, you show me this. Like
$50,000 to sleep with this person.
And it's like,
and he just doesn't stop going.
How do they get your number? That's like,
but then I've had the stock standard, like all the daddy ones. And then it's like, can you come so far up me that it comes out my nose? Like it's, that's just one off the top of my brain.
Can you just like have some respect and all?
I'm like, what?
Oh my God. It's
a lot.
I don't understand. Like, do
they think that you're
going
to reply and be like, yeah, where are you? I'll be there in 20. I'm so ready to literally abuse you.
I got a DM last night being like, let me put on a show for you. I'm half man, half horse. I was like, what do you think that's – do you really think that's – oh, yeah, accept. Like, no.
Or when people just send like – unsolicited nudes, what am I going to be like, holy fuck, I am, oh my God.
That's the one. That's the one.
I'm going to fly to Russia and be with you. And
I know.
What do you, like, definitely don't reply.
No, I'm not.
And like if you block them, they're going to know that it's your number as well.
And no, we've just given them some.
He's lying. He's here for the 50K, boo. He's about
that's
to,
why I came here.
He's like, waiting for them to up the rate.
Like, he's like, make it 150 and we've got a deal. Yeah. I thought we'd, because we should probably start wrapping up.
Yeah.
So, boo, at the end of all of our potties, we ask each other a random question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I haven't thought of mine.
Think quick.
Wait, and I ask you guys one?
It can be literally anything. Last week I asked her what her thoughts like on Crocs quick were. Okay. Like the most random thing in the world. I thought of one that I can ask you guys.
Okay, can you give me like 30 seconds?
Well,
do I need to think of one?
Yeah, okay. You can ask her something. Or we can collectively, I can ask on behalf of Common Chaos and then Pei can ask one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll ask mine for him then.
Okay.
You can answer it as well for fun.
Okay.
What's your thoughts on boba?
What's boba?
Like bubble tea.
Bubble tea, never had it and I don't think I will. It looks really satisfying but I don't think it'll taste nice.
I've only had
it once. Why do I feel like you'd hate it? Why do I just feel like you'd hate it?
I love the concept, but like
I'm just saying, because you're going to Japan and you like I feel like you'd be.
Well, I will try it. I will do. I'm doing everything.
Is it the pearls that scare you?
They don't scare me. They just look pretty. But it's like
the balls.
No, but
the balls I showed before. Those balls. Yeah, I'm scared of them.
Can I ask, how do you suck through the straw and not choke on the? Wait,
I love talking about boba because it's so funny.
It literally, every time I took a sip, I choke on the balls. Yeah. And it was not.
There's a lot of them.
And so then I was like, I don't want the balls. Can you get it without the balls?
And you sometimes, if you sip, you'll get too many balls in your mouth at once.
And the balls made me feel sick.
The balls do.
Because they're just like, are they gelatin or something?
I look.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not. No.
I've grown up drinking bubble tea. Like I told you, this is why I love Japan.
Really?
I am such a kawaii, anything Japanese fucking culture, anything Japanese food, I love it. And I would like get the taro milk tea, the purple one, and I'd always get balls. I'd get like extra because they're so yummy. Get jellies. But you have to just, you learn how to sip and then you bring the straw up a little bit so you get like just the tea and then you go back down and you get the balls. Like it's a whole thing. One day you guys will be as talented as me with your
straw and balls.
Oh my God. You're like 28. Can you relax?
Exactly. I'm allowed to say it.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so that was my question.
Okay, well, I haven't even thought of just a random question, is it?
Honestly, the most random thing that comes to your mind.
Have you ever played an instrument / do you?
I played the fucking violin.
Oh, it was French horn. Oh, it's your turn though, sorry.
Trumpet player?
Trumpet.
And I was actually good. Like I got, this
really?
Is like my most cringe thing about me.
I was good too.
I was like in the band and I wanted the saxophone. So we all got assigned an instrument. I wanted the saxophone because Lisa Simpson played the saxophone.
Yeah.
They didn't give it to me. They gave me the fucking trumpet. And I was like, oh, realized it was the coolest instrument. It plays all of the notes and it's only three things.
I wanted the flute.
I'm one of the clarinet because clarinet's kind of like…
Is that the thing that's like…
It's like…
Yeah. No, I find it. It's nice. It's not like that.
It sounds like
it's
that.
It's soothing. It's nice.
Long story short, I got all the solos. I learned how to play the last post. Like I was a… I got private lessons for trumpet. Me.
I had private lessons for violin too.
Me.
Hated it though. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Like get me on the drums. See, now I want to learn how to drum. Like
I would love to be able to like… It would be such a release.
It
You'd
is.
Feel so like…
It feels so fucking…
Have you watched the movie… I forgot what it's called.
Is it the one with the School of Rock?
No.
it's the only movie I could think of with all the instruments and like… You know.
Oh, Whiplash. Have you watched the movie Whiplash?
No.
Oh my God.
Why is it about a drummer?
Yeah, it's so good. 8.5 out of 10 IMDb.
Drummers are hot. Just going to say like it's…
No, but it's not that. It's
cool.
More like…
They're
know,
in the element and they're just like…
smashing. It's like… I tried to learn. It's a lot of like…
Well, it works different part of your brain.
Coordination.
Like,
yeah.
You feel so smart when you're doing it though.
Like different.
I don't know.
Just requires.
I feel like you'd be into it. Have you learned, like, would you learn guitar?
I ain't learned that, nah.
I feel like you would though. I could see that.
No, I want to, but
on your guitar.
No.
Surely.
I can't sing. I can't.
Surely. I can see. Look, your eyes are smirking.
We were singing Justin Bieber on Saturday. It was like three hours.
We did an after party back at mine, and by the end of the night, we had like Justin Bieber playing song after song, and we were just like jamming out karaoke.
It was crazy. Yeah,
Bailey's
it was nice.
Like, I was play my favorite. Fast car. Play fast car. Aww.
The acoustic is so nice, though.
I love it. That BBC was my favorite Radio. Part of the That's, night.
Yeah, all
that was cute. Us all Justin. On the couch, just Aww. Like. It was like 2 a.m. and we were just literally playing Justin Bieber.
I got to stay close. Just sitting back, lying back and just singing. It was like, what?
I love, that is my favorite part of the night, hands down.
Yeah.
The best way to end the night.
Guys, good things do happen after 12
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, so true.
Well, it's probably the second time a good thing's ever happened for me.
Oh, it's because you were Sue and Lou. You're in safe hands.
You're in Sue and Lou Adventures now.
Sue, yeah. Lou and Boo. Okay. I think I've spoken a lot.
We're probably going to wrap it up now, guys, because the construction is becoming a lot, and I think we've said everything we need to say.
Do you have any final last words, Boo?
No, just thanks for having me and being my chaperone.
Thanks for being so vulnerable and for opening up, and thanks for
giving us your time as well, because obviously right now you're on vacation.
I am on vacay. Yeah.
Sorry, we stole you from the boys.
That's fine. Yeah. It's
and your
fine.
Beach time, are we cutting into it?
Oh my God.
We've gone 25 minutes.
I'll make an exception.
Your beach time.
It's fine. Nah, it's all good. But yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
I know how to wrap it up.
I know.
Make sure to
follow
the pod.
Rate.
And
share.
We forgot to mention, because in the second app we said we were on number something. Did we say?
No, we haven't updated yet. We are on number one for Spotify. We've made the charts for number one, and we also made number one for
on Apple.
I don't know if we said that in the last episode.
I don't know, but thank you guys so much for that.
We are.
Whoa, holy moly, it's fucking loud.
Yeah. We're honestly blown away, and we're a bit of shock. Like, we haven't really processed
really
the fact that we've made number one on the charts.
So thanks, guys. But make sure you keep sharing it and subscribe or like, or we don't even know how it works.
And there is so much
coming. More to come.
Get excited.
All right, have a good day. Thanks, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Stay chaotic.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled babbel.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.